The word today is basic. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. There is a need, from time to time, to review important truths in our lives. Biblical teachings need to be reviewed also. The most important teachings could be called basic, since they are essential. Here from our archives, with a review of two of these basic teachings, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Basic.
We are constantly talking about the need to read God's Word, the Holy Bible. It is extremely important that we get into the Bible because that's the tool that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, uses to keep us alive spiritually. It's just like God created us to be creatures that need to eat. We need food in order to energize our bodies and keep our bodies running. In the same way, God has built us spiritually by the power of conversion, by the fact that He has made us His own children, that we now need to be furnished, renewed, strengthened, and grow in the process of using God's Word. That's what God uses. He doesn't use vegetables or food. He doesn't use air. He doesn't use mystical things. He uses His Word. And through the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the Holy Spirit, God Himself, works in us a renewal of our faith, a reassurance of our faith. He strengthens us. That's why, for instance, in baptism, when we baptize a little baby, we know that God puts faith in them. That's God's promise to us. But that faith has to be renewed. It has to be strengthened. And as that baby grows over the years, they have to be taught and they have to get into God's Word. I think that's one of the most critically important things for Christians to understand. Just as you need to eat food to keep your body alive, so you need to be working with God's Word, reading it, learning it, discussing it in Bible study, hearing it preached and taught, so that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, works through that Word, His Word, in a mysterious, marvelous, miraculous way to keep us in our faith. Now, if you're avoiding the Word, and you're not hearing the Word, and that Word is not working in you, then your faith is going to dwindle. Your faith is going to evaporate. Your faith is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. As a result, you become less and less committed to the Lord. You will not grow. You will not grow until you're in the Word of God. And so I believe the basic important thing is to realize that you must read and study and learn and digest the Word of God. There are two major teachings in God's Word. One is called law, and by law, we're talking about God telling us what His will is. Probably the simplest way to understand that is to realize that in the Ten Commandments, that's in the 20th chapter of the book of Exodus, we are told what God's will is. He gives us 10 commandments, and He says, these are things I want you to do. And He also warns us about things He doesn't want us to do. So to find out what God wants us to do and also what He doesn't want us to do, we need to know His law. And so in God's Word, that law is given so that we can know His will. Now, the law does not save anybody. The law cannot tell you how to be saved. It cannot tell you what God has done for you. It doesn't even mention Jesus. So the law of God is something that we need, we must have. As a matter of fact, if you don't have the law, you're possibly going to think you're pretty good because you might be comparing yourself to other people or to other cultures or to other rules. And you might think, well, I'm doing pretty good. God must really be pleased with me. I must be doing enough that maybe I can save myself. Maybe I'm doing good enough that I don't need any help. And of course, God would really hate that because that's self-pride and that's thinking that you don't need a savior. So the law convicts you, and it says, you're guilty of this, you're guilty of that, and you should have been doing this, and you're not. And so God is unhappy with you because of the way you're living, because of your sin. And so the law is necessary to let us know we need help. We cannot save ourselves. The second part of God's word, and most of that is in the New Testament, is the teaching of Jesus Christ that he came to be our Lord and Savior. The whole idea of Christmas, the whole idea of God sending his Son to be our Savior, that he suffered and died on the cross, the whole meaning of the crucifixion of Jesus, the whole purpose of his resurrection from the dead, all of these teachings about Christ and how he is our Lord and Savior, that's the gospel. Actually, the gospel is an old word that simply means good news. The good news is that when we find out from God's word that we can't save ourselves because we're guilty of violating his law, and we've separated ourselves from him because of our violation and because of our sinfulness, and our whole nature, every part of us is against that, we then find the good news, Jesus Christ is our Savior. What we couldn't do for ourselves, God did for us. He sent his Son to take our place, and that good news is the gospel, that he came, suffered and died, all the guilt, all the penalty, all the destruction that was headed our way by death, that through him he died in our place, took our sins upon himself, and now we have the certainty that our sins have been forgiven, that we have a renewed relationship with God the Father, so that through the suffering of Jesus Christ, our sins have been taken away. So I'd like to suggest that as you read God's word, try to make a little list for yourself. This is law, and while it shows me my sin and shows me why I need a Savior, it doesn't tell me who the Savior is yet. So this is God's law. And then look for the gospel. One of the most beautiful verses of gospel is John 3, verse 16. As a matter of fact, theologians have for many decades been calling this the gospel in a nutshell, meaning in a little very short number of words, one verse, we have the complete story, so to speak, of what the good news is. God so loved the world. God had created us. He was sorry to see that we rebelled and fell away. He didn't want us to stay in the grasp of Satan, so he sent his Son to deliver us and to buy us back with his precious blood, to buy us back from the devil, so to speak, that we are now his children. And because of our renewal, because of our faith, our regeneration, we become the children of God. Now, to keep us in that faith, we need to be nourished. We need to be encouraged. And that's why it's so critically important that we constantly be in God's word, that we hear God's word, that we study God's word, we preach it, we teach it, we help our children to learn it, that God's word becomes our source of spiritual life as we grow and mature and become more and more the children of God. And so this good news that we have, that Jesus came, took our place, paid our penalty, so that we now no longer need to die eternally, we don't need to be damned, we now can have life eternal, not death eternal, but life eternal, and be with God in heaven. That's the gift of God. And so when you're reading God's word and you see there the miracles that Jesus did, proving that he was true God, the teachings that he gave us that we could know and understand the will of his Father, the parables as he explained these things that we could know how to live and know how he wants us to act and how he wants us to talk. And the explanation of the New Testament church. In fact, the book of Acts is a beautiful section to take a look at. If you're in a congregation and it's not doing the things that the book of Acts talks about, there's something wrong, because there in the book of Acts we're taught that we are to be in fellowship. We are to be responding to God's will. We ought to be treating each other like brothers and sisters in Christ, like a happy family of God, not bickering and arguing, not debating, not being prejudiced to one another, but showing the love that Christ has showed us. And when the people of the world see a Christian church showing love and understanding towards one another, they will say, well, wait a minute, that's something we need and we would like to have. Where are they getting the power to show that forgiveness and that love to one another? That's where they will learn that God is the source of our conversion. God is the source of our spiritual power. God enables us to become the people he wants us to be. And so this is the reason why we get into the Word of God. And as you are reading it, make sure you apply it to your heart and to your life. I would suggest one of the first places, if you haven't been a Bible reader, start with the Gospel of John. And after you finish the Gospel, as John writes it, take a look at Matthew, Mark, and Luke, because they are the other three Gospel writers. All four of them were disciples of Jesus and followed Jesus, and they will tell you his teachings, his miracles. They will tell you about his birth, his suffering, his death, his resurrection from the dead, and the fact that he's going to return again someday. We call that Judgment Day. We're looking forward to that return, hopefully very soon now, so that we can be with him eternally in heaven. And so all of these reasons are to urge you to get into God's Word. Get a translation that you can understand with simple words. Don't go with the ancient English, you know, the these, the thous, the witherfores, and so on. That's like reading Shakespeare. Not too many people enjoy that. Read something that's similar to reading your newspaper today. Get one of the translations of the Bible that is simple and understandable, and that you can read it with an understanding of what it is that you're reading, and that you could repeat it to somebody else, just like a conversation, in the same way you pray to God. Don't pray in stilted language, words that you don't understand. Pray as you would talk to your Father. That's the way Jesus said, pray as if you're talking to a loving Father. And so I hope you'll get into God's Word, study it, read it every day.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.